This is Your Farm Today, where you get the latest information and innovations for your farm and ranch business. Here's your host, Rusty Halverson, with today's interview.
Today, we hear about how cooperatives give back to their local communities with Jesse Hedrick, who leads the CHS stewardship team. She visited recently with our colleague, Mike Adams.
This is Around the Table, where we explore the benefits of cooperative ownership. And today, we're talking about how cooperatives give back to their local communities. Talking today with Jesse Hedrick, who leads the CHS stewardship team. Jesse, this has been a challenging year. What's different this year about the ways co-ops are giving back?
Yeah, Mike, I think you said it. It's been challenging. One thing for sure, 2020 has been a year for the books. In terms of what's different through the many twists and the many turns of the year, I think we've, as a team at CHS overall and specifically within the stewardship department, just had to be much more nimble than ever before in our response to community needs. But really the way I look at that is it's just a part of what it means to be part of a cooperative, rising to the needs of our owners and their communities, including and perhaps especially in challenging times like this. And, you know, you said it best at the front end. 2020 has been unusually challenging, no doubt, from dealing with both the health and economic effects of the pandemic, even to some of the recent natural disasters, the derecho in Iowa and surrounding states that damaged property and crops late in the growing season, and then now recently to the wildfires out west that have burned homes and barns and displaced livestock. Just a lot of unforeseen circumstances and challenges, but we've looked at it as an opportunity to work alongside local cooperatives to really bring support to our rural communities in this time of unusual circumstances and events. You know, I mentioned a second ago the wildfires out west. As the fires burned, more than 1,000 residences in Oregon were destroyed and thousands of community members were forced to evacuate. And in response, we came together to work alongside a number of cooperative owners, specifically up in the Northwest, to identify nonprofit groups that are providing support to farmers and ranchers, and really those that were most severely impacted. Some who, devastatingly enough, have lost everything. So we've partnered to provide some access to the most basic of needs, things like shelter and housing, clothing, food, and even some assistance to farmers and ranchers whose livestock were displaced. So while 2020 has thrown us all many curveballs, one thing that stays the same is cooperatives exist to provide value and to serve its members. So of course, we can't control the weather, so to speak, but the cooperative way is pulling together to lend a hand and even shifting when we need to shift, and that's certainly true this year in regards to community needs, perhaps more than ever.
Yeah, let's talk more about that, because many of our rural communities are struggling, as you mentioned, in some areas because of wildfires and others and across the country because of COVID-19. Could you give us an example, some more examples of how CHS is helping to strengthen our rural communities?
Sure. In the community giving space, our focus was really on impact. And when I think of your question on how we help strengthen community, at the core of it all is working together. Because we know here at CHS and, you know, within the cooperative system that we can do more and we can reach further when we really pull together. Actually, at CHS, our purpose overall is to create connections to empower ag, and this guides all aspects of our business, including how we come together with others to make our communities stronger. One signature program that comes to mind is our Seeds for Stewardship program, which is all about partnering with local cooperatives to strengthen their communities and extend their impact by essentially providing a dollar-for-dollar match for local initiatives. Through this program, we support a variety of efforts. This includes student learning through 4-H, FFA programs. We also provide a lot of much-needed support to local fire departments where oftentimes resources are really lacking. One of the most common requests we receive, in fact, from local fire departments is for safety equipment and training, and over the last couple of years alone, we provided more than a dozen grain tubes to help rural fire departments safely complete grain bin rescue missions. And how those work, if you're not familiar, is it surrounds the victim and really prevents the grain from engulfing them. And we know these tubes that we've donated have already resulted in some successful rescues. And personally, I can't think of anything more important than working alongside our cooperative partners to help them keep their patrons and community members safe. But last year on the whole, as I look at the Seeds for Stewardship program that I mentioned, we partnered with a total of 60 member cooperatives on more than 80 local projects, providing a dollar-for-dollar match for each one. And for me, it all comes back to impact. Like I was saying earlier, this program just reminds me that when we work together, we can do more and we can multiply our overall impact, which again is really at the core of what we do.
Which kind of leads me into my final question, Jesse. What makes you optimistic about the future of rural America?
Yeah, I guess I would say I am optimistic, and it's all about the people. There's a special cooperative spirit that I think exists in rural America. It's a fierce sense of pride, and there's a sense of resiliency that's really unique to rural America and our rural communities. And when I think about your question of the future of rural America, I think of the next generation and how they tend to be so very community-minded and focused on making the world a better place. Specifically, I think of groups like the FFA. In recent months, we've had the opportunity to work with our cooperative owners to support a variety of efforts that have been truly student-led by FFA members, all focused on lending a hand and helping others during the pandemic, and again, just being there to help the world be a better place. There was one student group in Wisconsin who, you know, on their own accord, they came up with the idea of holding pop-up food pantries to help those in their community dealing with local food insecurity and just struggling to put food on the table. And then there were a couple other FFA chapters that came up with the idea to set up some campaigns to help raise awareness for the struggling dairy industry. So they came together and they distributed educational materials as well as a variety of dairy products that they then put through the school lunch program. These are just now a couple examples of many, just truly good examples, I think, of young leaders stepping up to make a difference and helping others. It's pretty inspiring. And, you know, just going back to a couple of your other questions, you know, a few years down the road, I think we all will remember the uncertainty of this time. But I know that I have been really inspired and will remember many of the examples of kindness coming out of the cooperative community and rural America.
Jesse, thanks for joining us. That's Jesse Hedrick, who leads the CHS stewardship team. Thanks for joining us around the table. Be sure to learn more about the benefits of co-op ownership from CHS at cooperativeownership.com.
Thank you for listening and sharing the conversation about what's happening on your farm today. We'll talk again soon. For Your Farm Today, I'm Rusty Halverson.